Okay. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. An interesting call there, Jerry. You know, today's date is actually, April the 21st. Why do I have a hard time with this April thing? That was a lot to ingest, Alan. I don't know, Jerry's last phone call. You know, I don't see the point in actually arguing with the officers, rather than trying to, even if you try to say, educate them that they're code enforcement, not law enforcement. And I don't even know that law enforcement and code enforcement is very much different, because they put the codes on the books so they can enforce those codes or laws or whatever, so they can get money or do some dang thing. But, you know, hey, today's keyword, plural, is selective enforcement, selective law enforcement. I really like that. Hey, Ken, do we have Susan on the line yet? Because Susan Dantzler was going to be joining us. Oh, I'm sorry. The area code is 830. So, you know, we have to kind of like dial her phone first, and I have to give the right phone number. But selective law enforcement, man, that sounds so like Smolatesh, right? Is that, you know, we'll prosecute who we want to, you know? You know, is that the way it works? Actually,
you know, the right people, you got enough money, you get justice.
Yeah, go ahead. The let's see, where is it? Right here. Oh God, I am missing the article. It says Dallas County has decided that it's going to, not prosecute individuals that are stealing basic necessities, right? So,
what is it, under $700 or something?
Right, because it's just superfluous. Why prosecute somebody that's stealing diapers or a steak? You know, they're... He stole a steak because he was hungry, you know? He stole Cheerios because that's a candy bar, technically food. So it's covered, right? I get away with it. Do you have to run? I don't know how that's going to play out. We do have Susan. Susan, did you hear about that Dallas district attorney and how, you know, I guess he ran on a platform of, I'm not going to bust you for stealing basic stuff and, you know, crimes that I don't think are, you know, that important?
I did.
Good
just
morning.
Briefly. I scanned over an article, but, you know, just because I can, I'm going to wonder if it depends upon your color.
Well, it's all about color, from what I heard in one article I read about him. It's because the people of color are more often prosecuted for these crimes, and that's a crime against people of color.
Well, maybe that means they're more inclined to steal. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. I really don't. I went over to, here, let me go over to the chat room real quick, and I know we've got a lot of subjects to actually talk about, but I'm gonna put a link in, and this link is into, the chat room's over at republicoftexas.chattango.com, and it's a link to arrests.org, right? That's arrests.org. It's a little website, and it has pictures of people that have been arrested just recently. Well, I don't know how well their mechanism works. Not all counties are hooked into it, but a lot of counties are. I found it an interesting resource, if nothing else. But the link I just threw into the chat room is for Dallas County. And it shows all the people that, it is effective of the 21st, that would be today, that have been arrested in Dallas County. And so some of them aren't quite into the mix yet. You know, if you look at it, it shows this guy named Blake Stone was arrested at 3:01 a.m. and Robert Martinez was arrested, 228. And this other guy, the first picture you get is Blake Bates. Let's take a look at Blake. Blake Bates is a black guy, and, well, they don't even know what he was charged for yet. So he has unknown charges. He's a 33-year-old male. Okay, great. Next person was a black female, and this is Dallas, and, well, her charges, what is it, fraud, delivery of controlled substance, prescription, schedule 3, 4, and 5, probation, revocation. I don't know what the hell that means, but it sounds like it means that she was doing something wrong. But it doesn't sound like she was stealing a hamburger, you know. I don't know. You know, what are you to take out of this? It kind of, there's another chick. Oh, there's a white girl. The white girl in the corner. White girl in the corner for 25. Click on her. And she's, well, kind of smiling in the picture. And her name's Amber, and I'm not going to say the name. Yeah, sure. Mendick. She was arrested at what time? 12:29, and she was charged with driving while intoxicated and possession of marijuana. Let's see, was that greater than 2 ounces? Whoa! A lot of stuff. I guess that's why she has a smile on her face. But, you know, these are also just people that have been charged with that. But they're arresting these folks. And, you know, you can go over there to our arrest.org. Link's in the chat room. But is that a bellwether on what is going on in Dallas County? I guess Dallas has a lot more black people than Fredericksburg does. I haven't spent a lot of time in Dallas, but according to this, and maybe they are arresting them all. Well, what do you think?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, you know, that's right. It's per capita. You know, it's the population. But the problem that I have with it is charged. You know, they'll be putting people's name and picture out there until they've been convicted.
And that's a good point. You know, they're just being charged. They're not guilty. And this is just putting it out there and saying they're guilty. You know?
Right.
They've been charged. Right, you know, like, whoa, that's kind of ridiculous. And that'll just ruin a person. I know
no chance at all that, you know, the cops made a mistake. There's probably also no chance at all that someone made an anonymous 911 call on someone. We know that didn't happen.
That's a very good point. But we're talking about selective law enforcement. And before I even brought up that whole point of arrest.org and looking at who the cops have trolled in, I always think about Ronald Reagan, and think about his war on drugs that has really destroyed the nation as it's gone down. When Ronald Reagan first started his war on drugs and Nancy Reagan started Just Say No and all this other stuff, we went from a society that was, well, somewhat knit together. I talked to folks around here, and the older folks would talk about how they used to, because they were underage, they'd get in their cars and they'd drive the back roads, you know, having beer. And when the cops would pull them over, they'd say, well, you know, you guys shouldn't be drinking. They'd pour out their beer and say, you get home. Right? And it's like, oh, okay. There you go. We were done. Then the war on drugs came in, and all of a sudden, boom. You know, you're going to jail. There's your DUI, man. Here we go. And you get one, you get two, you get three, and all of a sudden, you're gone.
And this turned it into a revenue source.
It turned it into a revenue source. And now we've got a required revenue source because we have contracts with all these different private corporations all throughout Texas that incarcerate the people that we bust. So we have guaranteed them revenue, you know, or money for all these prisoners, and we've got the numbers. This is what we can get now. We can find 26 individuals in this county, and we can find 100 each month in this county, and this and that. So we're screwed. We're part of the prison industrial complex. And the
justice in the non-justice system. I can give you a quick little example. When I was living in Arkansas, a friend of mine up there was an attorney, and he had a case. He was doing a jury trial and defending these guys that had supposedly shot someone's hog, you know, out up there in the woods somewhere. Well, they were prosecuting them because it was a, you know, someone's private hog. And they said, you know, well, you know, where we were, said, you know, we couldn't, there wasn't any fences or anything that we could see. You know, we thought we were out on public land. We thought it was a wild hog. And so my friend, they were going to sequester the jury out to this particular place where this event took place. And to show them, it's like, you know, can y'all tell if this is private property? Can you see a fence line anywhere, you know, that you crossed onto someone's private property and shot their hog? And before that could happen, my friend got a call from the Madison County Sheriff, Ralph Baker up there, who is now dead, but Ralph Baker was involved in a lot of wild things. And I would consider it a personal favor if you would not sequester your jury out to that particular piece of property, and we'll see if we can't get the charges go real light on your people you're helping there. And everyone knew that that was one of Ralph Baker's grow operations out there, and he didn't want a jury out there walking around and see if I'm in the damn pot fields. That's justice. Mm.
That's why I wanted people not out over there. I got it.
Yep.
Well, you know, selective law enforcement sounds just about right for me. It's wonderful. I got to... Susan, we've got a lot to talk about, but, you know, I did a promo for something that I wanted to talk a little bit about. It's called Le Peuple Sans Frontières. It's headlines of the, you know, the Reporters Without Borders in French. That's the English version, Reporters Without Borders. And they said that news media is facing hostile situation. It's like a third world here in the United States, and, you know, we should be afraid of everything because Trump's now in office and he talks badly about the press all the time, and that could cause one of them to get killed. And, you know, Susan, Alan, I hear that and I go, well, you reap what you sow. You lie, hey, I can't help you. You know, I'm sorry. And that goes on both fronts. The front left and the front right, the Fox Newsians, and maybe even alternate media, you know? I mean, listen, I'm just trying to present the truth the way that I know it. If I get it wrong, I'll correct myself. I'll correct myself on the dang chat room, republicoftexas.chattango.com. They'll correct me. I don't want to be inaccurate. But we've got this blatant opinion service called, well, news organizations here in the United States, and they're feeling, unsafe? Wow, maybe they're right about something. Does that just kind of, like, make you feel, what do you think about that? I'll go to Susan first. Any thoughts? Reporters sans frontières?
Well, it's, you know, they've got an agenda now. They're not real journalists any longer. You know, that they're going to write their stories or tell their stories to meet their agenda. And so, you know, true journalism is dead. You know, I took journalism in high school. You know, I remember, you know, all the basics, who, what, when, where, and why. I was never taught to bend the story to fulfill some agenda. So if they're afraid, maybe it's because, you know, their pants are on fire.
Mm-hmm. It's also because mostly in those institutions of higher getting stupid that we are told that we need to go to, Susan, they feed us an illusion. They don't really tell us what the real world is.
This is
true. They do. But, you know, they're not really reporters, but they play one on TV. You know, so what we're dealing with is a bunch of lunatics that think, well, they forgot that they're not, you know, Spock and Captain Kirk, And, you know, you're really not Uhura. You know, you're just a Play-Doh puppet. And well,
they've blurred the line between, you know, commentary or opinion piece and reporting news. You know, there's no difference anymore.
Right.
And I found the same thing, Susan. It's not just journalism. I found it in the science part of it, you know, doing research, where even at the low level that I was basically at, I was seeing, you know, the results that I had gathered for my professors and such being turned and twisted to make frickin' Don Tyson happy. You know, you didn't want everyone, you know, knowing that it was a runoff from the chicken crap that was spread all over around, you know, Beaver Lake that was causing the algal blooms and everything. You know, so it's all suppressed. Everything that we... I don't believe any figures. Everything we're told is crap. That's all there is.
Yeah.
So it's like we live in opposite day. Whatever they say, just know it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm. So Reporters Sans Frontiers just says that it's a hostile environment in the United States. And see, that is a problem that we have in the United States of America, is we go around creating a hostile environment. And then we go, but now it's hostile. Why is everybody mad at me? You know, there is no problem at the border, right? No, there's no problem. Hey, I don't want those guys over here. You know, it's kind of like that whole 1-2 thing, right? There's nothing here. Just happened to us with the border crisis last weekend. Right, you know, is there a border crisis? Oh, I don't know, but there's more people that are coming from South America and all other places of the United States across the border, allegedly, than there were 12 years ago. But 12 years is a fake number. It's actually more ever, right? But they used 12 years ago to kind of imply that 13 years ago there were more people crossing. No, that didn't happen, right? But they said, well, how many years? Well, let's just say there's more people crossing the border right now, this year, 2019, than there were 3 years ago. Oh, so 3 years ago there were more people? No. But, you know, but it's true. Yeah, so we got our point across. So they pull these shenanigans, and then they claim, oh, my God, nobody trusts us. And when we go to cover a story, people go, oh, you're with the media? I hate you. I wish you guys would die. Oh, my God, they don't love us anymore. So we've got a serious problem. And I was talking to Susan earlier this week, and it comes down, I don't know, Susan, I think this comes down to what they call currently triggers. We used to call it pushing people's buttons. Right. Now it's like, oh, we triggered a millennial, or we triggered a lefty, or we triggered a whatever. And we got to understand that us as beings actually have these triggers, these buttons that can be pushed, and trying to remove these buttons or triggers. Just the last show, you know, Jerry called in and he was talking about cop. You know, are you code enforcement or law enforcement? Right? What do you think? You think that's a trigger, Alan? Is that a button? What does that do? Would that help? The cop goes, well, I never thought of that. What do you think would happen?
I think they would pull out their baton and you would hear the word, stop resisting, stop resisting, stop resisting. I don't.
So maybe that's a trigger.
The good people,
right?
There, I don't know. You know, if there are good people there, why are they putting up with all this crap that they know is wrong? You know, that they. But, you know, I remember back when, you know, they were going to come take our guns, you know. And, you know, they'll... Well, okay, we'll go after the break here.
Republic of Texas Radio. We are on subject, by the way, folks. And we'll be right back after these messages.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, We try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. I was talking about pushing buttons, and I guess my point was all about reporters on front view. They're sitting there saying that the U.S. is a very hostile environment for the reporters or for the news media, the corporate news media. And they sit there with the fancy French name, with the sans frontières, the reporters without borders, and we're saying that Trump is bad, man. He's so bad against the press. And they're not taking any personal accountability to their biased reporting, the biased reporting from all the television networks, the MSNBC and all those folks, and the Fox News biased, you know, I don't know, a C-SPAN bias. They try to be a stand back and whatever, just show the facts, ma'am. But, you know, I don't know.
See, Steve, you have to look at this whole thing as a giant mind game. I mean, they do, you know, they do controlled release of information when they know that it's, you know, going to become public. They will control the release. And it's another one of the, it's divide and conquer. It's just playing mind games. This is PSYOPs. I mean, there are so many guys out there who've been in PSYOPs units in the military and everything. They know all this crap's going on. You know, if you talk to any of them, they see it. You know, once you know the basic things that they do and how they do it and how they use it against us, it like I said, I wish I could admire what these SOBs have done, but I can't, because it's not the kind of life I want to live. And I hope the rest of the people out there listening don't want to live that way either. That's why you're listening. We're just trying to look in your local community, folks. What you hear about on the national scheme, it's going on in your local community. I was amazed here. I was just talking to a guy around here, just a guy kind of aware of what's going on, and a subject came up about, you know, the pedophilia and everything, and he goes, oh, yeah, he said, you go to, like, you know, search for, what is it, I don't have the online stuff, but it's, you know, sex offenders in Gillespie County. And he said, Fredericksburg lights up like a Christmas tree. What used to be a nice, quaint little community now is apparently a bed of pedophilia. I don't know. You know, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Hey, Susan, go ahead.
Yeah, my experience with the media is kind of mild in light of what you're talking about. You know, I found out, from a representative that the Moms Demand Action folks, these are the people who want red flag laws, no one should have a gun except a cop, that they were going to converge upon the Capitol. And I think this was like around Valentine's this year. And so I thought to myself, no, I'm pretty much fed up with these gals. So very quickly, within like 3 days, I put together an event at the Capitol for women who carry guns, like I do, that defend our gun rights, like I do. And we had, we had about 40 show up. So there are hundreds, of course, but none of us were scripted. Okay, they were all scripted. Not only that, we've kind of sort of got proof that, well, we know they were bussed in. We saw the buses. We saw them exiting. And we sort of have proof that they were offered $250 gift cards to where, I don't know, more than likely from Bloomberg money. And what they were going to try, some Democrat, Hispanic representative was going to try to do like a day of recognition of these ladies and present a resolution, and it was killed, it was squished. Well, right afterwards, right after this was over in the gallery of the House, we all walked out, and Fox 7, I think, out of Austin, approached me for an interview. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And so I was very careful with what I said because they're going to take whatever you say and twist it. And then ultimately it was CBS 11 as well, two interviews. So the Austin interview backfired on me. And so someone sent me a text message and said, you need to look at the written online article associated with your interview. And so I'm going through and I'm reading, and it says, Susan says that her dad was a victim of gun violence. Oh, my head exploded. That's not what I said. I said he was murdered. And because of that, I'm going to stay armed. I'm going to stay vigil. And anyone around me is going to be safe. And so she had given me her card. And so I called their news desk, left a message. And I thought I'm never going to hear anything because I wanted a correction, retraction. And about 15 minutes later, this gal calls, and she sounds really concerned. And what can I do to help you? And I said, well, you know, you kind of twisted the words a little bit. This is what they do. I said, you said my dad was a victim of gun violence. That you said that I said he was a victim of gun violence. I said, no, he wasn't. And you know that's not what I said because you can look at the video to corroborate what I said. And so she retracted it, and she put in what I said, that my dad was murdered. So I took that opportunity for one journalist, you know, in this big ocean of journalists to say, words matter. The truth matters. Guns do not jump off the wall and go attack people. There is no such thing as gun violence. It does not exist. It's a term coined by the left who want to come and take our guns. Guns are violent. We got to take them away from everyone. I said, there's a person, there's a face behind every shooting. And I said, I would really appreciate it if you would really think long and hard about using that term because there's no such thing as a violent gun. There is violent people. And so she did. I heard her clicking away. She literally said, "If you'll refresh your page, you'll see that I made the correction." I said, "I appreciate that, but who takes that time? I wouldn't someone hadn't sent me a text message."
And who knows? Under her breath, she might have said, "That's not what I wrote," because the editor had changed it, right? You know, because whatever the reporter writes is what the reporter writes, and then the editor changes it around a little bit, and they. Reporter goes, well, it's not technically, but hey, that's you write the paycheck. Sorry,
well,
so
the problem
I don't know
is that her name, her name was on the byline of the article.
Sure, sure. But how many times has an editor touched somebody whose name is on the byline? Every time, probably. Every time.
And do you know, when it's blazing across the front of the paper that Susan Dantzler, accused child molester, you know, and what good does a retraction do on page 20 in real small print when everyone says, oh, that's, she's an accused child molester? They won't ever think about the retraction. It's the impact of the very first thing that grabs people's attention.
Well, and the other thing is how important the, what do you call it, the title of the article. I'm at a loss for words here.
Headline,
thank you. That's really hard on this Easter Sunday. The headline is as far as people will go. People are lazy. They won't read the article. And even if they do read the article, they're not going to go in and fact check it. So their headline has got to be, you know, dramatic. And, you know, that's where they get the people. And that's as much as people will read because they're lazy. We don't have an attention span over 2 minutes.
Hey, we've got some callers that are backing up. So let's jump over. You know, I could swear that Chris out of Vegas calls in almost every time that Susan's on. It's pretty funny.
Maybe I trigger him.
No, well, I don't know what his deal is. Let's ask him. Hey, Chris, and you remember?
Well, I must say, I absolutely do. I admire Susan. She's an advocate and an activist like myself, so I'm always excited when I hear her on the phones and on the radio show telling what's going on in her world, because we're all fighting against this New World Order agenda. These professional liars posed as news reporters, supposedly, and all these policy men that claim to be public servants out there that are supposedly protecting and serving, which are really... when you talk about revenue generation, it's actually revenue. They're changing the venue. They're moving it from your pocket to their pocket under the guise that you violated some private policy or code.
Revenue. Okay. I can go with that. Revenue. Okay. Cool. So that would
be... I think the English language was created as a weapon to use against us. Yeah, Chris, you're right. You look at the breakdown of words. Yeah, I mean, it's. I almost think it was created as a weapon against us.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm really always excited when I hear you guys. Sometimes I don't get to call in. I've been pretty busy in my life, regrettably. I'm still defending against the last false arrest and reasons of use of deadly force, mass militant deadly force, trying to murder me again by provoking me to violence, which didn't work again. Imagine that, because
really?
I am a responsible defense employer. Not an irresponsible gun handler like they like to claim, or weapon handler. Weapon is a military term, explicitly, not a home defense implement.
All right. So what are you thinking there? What am I going crazy here? What are you thinking,
Susan? One thing I did want to ask you, Susan, did I hear something about in the Texas about a limited constitutional carry or something that went through?
Should the session end today, which it's not, May 20th, I believe, the winners of this session are law enforcement. So they got retirement, they get constitutional carry. Okay, they get a free driver's license. And they also get, no fee, you know, special class of people here. And then they also get forgiveness of their student loan if they will go into law enforcement or revenueing or re-revenueing.
Oh,
and
crap.
Here's the good one.
That.
Here's the good one. House Bill 1445. You can look it up on Texas Legislature Online. I'm not making this up. Cops get a carve out in this bill for carrying while intoxicated.
Get a what? Carve out?
A carve out. There's a loophole for cops to not get re-revenued if they're carrying a firearm and they're intoxicated. Cops.
What do you mean? I don't understand what that means.
Oh, it's going to be legal for ex-cops running around drunk with firearms. That makes me feel real sick.
And it doesn't even, Alan, it doesn't say ex. It's cops.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow. Two little things I could chime in on this. First and foremost, your God-given natural rights to equip your guard and protect, defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic, including maniacal killer cops or migrants, which are really invasionary expeditionary forces or paid weaponized humans coming over here posed as migrants. I heard a rather intriguing, humorous story yesterday. They said that, you know, they had done some research and found in the fire at Notre Dame that some of the people had moved some things out of there, but Quasimodo had a hunch back of Notre Dame. And I thought that was kind of...
You know, we're all these rights groups screaming about the homeless hunchback now. Dadgummit.
Exactly, Alan. You're right on point. That was the other aspect. He's a homeless guy now, darn the bad luck. I don't know where those hunchbacks are going to sleep tonight. But you guys carry on with the Republic of Texas. God bless Texas, and thank you for letting me chime in, and carry on. Be blessed.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Chris. Man, so that's some crazy stuff, Susan. I really don't know what to say.
Yeah, get back to this now. I mean, this would be the only way that you could get that. So many people have this gorilla sitting on their shoulder, the student debt, which cannot be gotten rid of in bankruptcy
right.
or anything else.
Right.
You're saying that now, if you join the police force, you can get your student debt forgiven,
wiped away.
Yes.
Wow.
By who? The feds.
That's what I'm saying. You know that they make it sound
Texas
like
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, they make it sound like it's such a wonderful thing. You know, everyone's knee-jerk reaction is, oh, this is just so wonderful. Okay, well, who pays for that? You know, student loans are through the feds. Okay, so what does this mean? If some dude or gal in Texas goes to school and they decide, well, I'm going to join the Fredericksburg Police Department. And, okay, well, we're going to forgive your student loan. And the taxpayers of Texas pay your student loan for you because you want to be a cop.
Right.
You know, our friend Don Kelly, he went to school a long time back, and he's still paying on his student loans. I mean, this is debt slavery is what it is.
Right. And if you get old enough, they'll take your Social Security to pay for that. Like, whoa, that's crazy. Yeah, it's definitely a crime, but it's a hella great, you know, incentive for somebody to join the police department, right? You get to carry a gun. You get to walk around drunk with a gun, right? You get your student loan forgiven for whatever and stuff like that. But again, I feel that there's a gotcha in there, right? Remember, we've got these guys walking around going, join the Army, Navy, Sailors, Marines, whatever. And you're going to get student loans. You'll get a house and you'll get, you know, this and you'll get that. And there's, you know, wonderful. Look at this. Shiny things. And then they join and either they get in, like, blown off canned before they can get any of these benefits. You know, they're screwed, right? There's a lot of lies that are fed to our society. You know, and then they prey upon people to go into these organizations, into the military specifically, right? Everybody goes, what, you believed them when you know, they told you that you're going to join the military?
They were throwing babies out of the incubators, and it was terrible. Yeah.
Well, that's a different argument. But what I'm saying is people join the military because they're promised $50,000 cash. You just, come on, sign right here, $50,000 cash, right? Now, there's some terms in there. You know, during the time you're here, you have to, walk on water? But you didn't walk on water there, did you, boy? You don't get your $50,000 cash. Oh, man, the military told me I was going to get $50,000. And then they didn't get it.
In that space between, like, Vietnam and the present current day situation, you know, being over in the Middle East for decades, you know, I had a bunch of friends that joined the military so they could get, you know, when they got out, they could get funding to go to college and get even stupider. But, you know, but they didn't, that was in that lull where we weren't actually, you know, over somewhere permanently bombing the hell out of everyone. You know, we just did a few things, you know, here and there, a little sporadic, you know, Noriega and, you know, all that good stuff.
All right.
But, yeah, you know, the enticements, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
government
Susan, sorry.
Welfare.
I guess I was triggered or button pushed or something like that. But yeah, it sounds like we're more, well, they must be having a hard time getting law enforcement, code enforcement, if you will, Jerry. I hear you out there with your rooster. But yeah. They're going to get some recruits if that went through, Susan. You know, that's some crazy stuff. Wow.
Yeah, it's absolutely growing, you know, the militarized police force. And, you know, if it's so bad, you know, and they need people so bad to enforce all these laws that they have to promise them to pay off their student loan, we got a problem.
Right.
I'm sure that, that loan's only forgiven if they're on the force for a certain amount of time.
Alan, I don't know. I don't know what, you know, the loopholes, not the loopholes, but the gotchas are. You know, someone might think, well, all I've got to do is, you know, give 5 years, you know, to some police department, and my, $20,000 student loan's gone, and then I can go ahead and, you know, go in and do something else.
You think such small terms, Susan, 20,000.
I know it.
Cracker Jack.
I am.
That's funny. you don't know debt, man. 20,000 is the interest on last year's student debt. But, you know, I'm sorry. I'm digressing this. But we'll get more into that as time goes by. We do have one other caller, and I want to get to him before too long. We've had him down there. Mike in Arizona. You got any student
debt,
yes, man?
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Yeah, referencing back to the first hour, you were discussing the parts of about the news media and the what's going on with the caravan and things like that. And I have a couple of news items that you might find interesting. Most of these happened here in the United States. Kind of likens back to, you know, the distraction. We hear about the Mueller report, Notre Dame, look over here, mm-hmm. look over here, and we're not going to talk about these things. Kind of maybe goes back to that adage of about if a tree falls in a forest and nobody's there, does it really make a sound? So if these federal indictments have come down on these people here in the United States and the news media is not reporting on them, then did it really happen? This first one over in Tijuana, money launderer for the cartel of Sinaloa, he pled guilty to money laundering in San Diego, California. That's from the Department of Justice, and that was released on the 4th of April. Did you hear anything about the car bomb that exploded down in Acapulco outside of a police installation? There was also, back to the Department of Justice, the Guatemalan presidential candidate solicited Sinaloa cartel for campaign cash. His name is former Guatemalan President Mario Amilcar Estrada Orellana, and he had, there's multiple page indictment that not only did he solicit, the first count one is narcotics importation conspiracy. Part two of it has to do with conspiracy to possess, carry, and use machine guns during and in relation to a drug trafficking crime. And so, once again, you have that. Over in Chicago, there was a lieutenant with the Sinaloa cartel pled guilty to drug conspiracy. In Guerrero, in broad daylight, a U.S. tourist is killed in the coastal area of Acapulco. And let's see, former leader of the Honduran Los Montes, he was sentenced to 37 years in the United States. And there was also one last one here, a U.S. corruption list amidst key Central American officials. There's a congresswoman, Norma Torres. She's criticized the list of corrupt suspects in Central America down to what they refer to as the Golden Triangle in Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. And most of these are, and this is from a classified report, a report to Congress on narcotics trafficking, corruption, and illicit campaign finance in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, and has to do with the State Department in working with the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice, and they had submitted this list of all these corrupt officials that had extorted and laundered millions and billions of dollars in those countries. And once again, it just is going on here in the United States. One last thing,
Mike, even when it does go national, you remember a guy named Oliver North? He was basically made out to be a hero in front of the whole nation. You know, even though he was admitting to crimes.
Ronald Reagan.
And this is where control of the information, the biggest lie is the lie of omission. If the truth is never talked about, like you said, Mike, it's not the truth, is it?
That is correct. But you see, this is the part that the responsibility, or is the way I see it, the responsibility of the alternate media. I mean, it's one thing if we have a limited amount of time to get the information out, and we can either try to get a broad amount of information out, or we can sit here and talk about Notre Dame for 2 hours and giving a different version of the story and not really getting to the point of it. But I
like to talk about the psyop of the whole thing. It's the mind, the games that they're playing with is either the distraction or the diversion away from what is truth.
Well,
see, go ahead, Mike. You talk.
Well, you had said something about psychological warfare operations, and I'll agree with that. We've identified that. We're familiar with that from all the way back in COINTELPRO with the FBI in the 1960s. But just because it's a bad thing, if you will, we need to become aware of it. And this seems to be part of the problem that the quote-unquote patriot movement is overlooking, because we find it repugnant, then we have a tendency not to discuss that. And it would be lots better if we want to sell our message, because PSYOP is a weapon, and it's a very effective weapon. And if we ignore that, like these people going down here on the border and just parading around with all their guns and worthless patches and rounding up, then we're not being very effective in getting our message out of why that needs to be. You know, it's the part of about the problem, reaction, solution.
Right.
So we can sit here and talk about the problem and get a reaction from the people, but if we don't apply a solution, then sitting here and wasting airtime complaining about the problem does absolutely nothing. Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because we look at that border issue with, what is his name, John Horton, or the other guy, Larry Hopkins, right? So Larry Hopkins, Art talked about him a little bit earlier, that he has a past, right, pretending to be a cop, or he was caught pretending to be a cop or charged with, he seems to have an interesting past, right? Now he's in charge of a border thing, right? And you were talking COINTELPRO, right? Problem, reaction, solution. Problem is they went down there and they're stopping people from crossing into the country. The reaction was, well, we arrest this person, this Larry Hopkins, because he was a felon and he had a gun, but it doesn't have anything to do with it. And the solution is to stop people from, you know, going on the border, but that doesn't have anything to do with it. They either created that thing, that event down there, it was a naturally occurring event, and they used it to flip it over. They used yoga, right? You know, not yoga. God, what am I talking about? Kung Fu. They used the energy against itself, you know, and turned it on us. But are you saying that the I'm not too sure what exactly you're implying Mike.
Mike asked for solutions. And, Mike, unfortunately, I think it's... I hate to be fatalistic, but I think it's past the point of solutions. We basically know what's got to happen, but we can't talk about it because if we do, they come pick us up. And I pick my battles. You know, that's all... Wait till it happens. We can't... If you initiate anything, they come pick you up, and you're a lone martyr.
I'd like to say something about an irregular security force, but I hear the music. May I stay over, please?
Yeah, well, hang on for a few minutes. We'll be right back, Republican Texas Radio. Right back.
You're in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. We've got a couple of minutes left in the show. Let's jump to Mike in Arizona for a minute or so, and then we'll jump back. Susan and Quasimodo can get his debts forgiven in Dallas by becoming a cop. Hey, Mike, what do you got left?
Okay, very good. First off, there's a term it's used. It's called counterinsurgency. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that term. It's abbreviated COIN. Because it's been pointed out that, see, in using a quote-unquote counter-insurgent force to fight the insurgents, and that's what most of this stuff is going on down in Mexico, Central America, if we actually look at it in that direction. But
guerrilla
when
warfare,
we use the term, guerrilla warfare is one portion of an insurgency. But anyway, the using the term counterinsurgency conjures up the notion that you're waiting for the insurgents to act before you react to their actions. But there is an effective way to use an irregular security force in a counterinsurgency as to where these constitutional patriots are. Now, generally, if a government is faced with an insurgency, they can, you know, it can be fought by the military, the police, and the average citizen. But the part of the irregular security force, a militia, they would be very effective because they are concerned with the safety of their community. They know the area better. They know who belongs there, what vehicles, what people are coming in and out. Now, generally, the irregular security force and the police aren't strong enough to drive the insurgents out. So you use the military to drive the insurgents out, and then you establish with the police and the ISF to keep the insurgents from coming back into the area. But the problem is if that model is utilized, then it would actually be the government would be training and equipping the militia, and we know that they'll never do that. And you see, part of it is when people term these drug cartels, DTOs, drug trafficking organizations, it conjures up the terminology that they're criminals, and criminals are gone after by the police. But these people are not in that category. You know, when they're armed with machine guns and RPGs and shooting down helicopters in Mexico, they're a little bit more than just criminal organizations. So I've taken up plenty of your time. I thank you very much for your broadcast, and you guys have a safe Easter, and thank you very much.
Man, I wish that we'd get more calls like this earlier on. Why is it they always end, you know, and the show, and thanks, Mike. I appreciate it a lot. Maybe we can discuss this a little bit more next week.
Oh,
hey, Susan.
Excellent caller.
Yeah, Susan, yeah. We're going to have to bring you back next week because we didn't get to anything we wanted to talk about except maybe why cops
so
are drunk with guns and stuff like that. Right?
Right?
You know, what are we going to do? Susan, what's coming up on your schedule this week? Are we going to be able to talk about last week, or are you busy this week?
Well, right now there's not anything. Everything's
good.
Kind of up in the air. We're trying to get three Texas monument bills passed out of committee. They're sitting there. They're idle. But, you know, the force is against us, you know, for protecting the Alamo, the Cenotaph, and other Texas monuments. But we're not giving up.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Folks, we're out of time. That's the music. And we'll all join you next weekend. Enjoy the rest of today. May the chaos go away from you. And may you find peace or something. Okay. Republic of Texas Radio, until next week.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan.
The tree of life is us, my friends.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.